K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Megan.
Megan, you are caller 21.
Shut up.
Nope, I will not.
Oh.
You got tickets to 21 Pilots.
Stop.
Were you trying all last week?
Literally all week, all morning too.
Well, it paid off today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? And what's up with Florida? We have a guy who stole lottery tickets and then went back to the same store he stole them to try and cash them in 3 hours later. We have People Are Dumb on the show today. We have great news that came out of the helicopter crash in HB. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And we've got more tickets for this. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? We have animal stories now. A gorilla in the San Diego Zoo charged a bunch of tourists. Here's the report.
In slow motion, this cell phone video captured by a witness shows a 10-year-old gorilla named Denny at the San Diego Zoo charging the glass.
Denny, the gorilla, looked pissed.
The impact startling people who saw it happen, but no one was more shocked than Katia Sutil.
We were actually looking down at our cell phones.
Hey, maybe Denny the gorilla is tired of people looking at their cell phones.
So we didn't notice that he had, like, taken a running start, jumped, and then launched into the glass, and he hit it with, like, his elbow or his forearm, like, right into the glass.
That gorilla brought his elbow up and hit that glass with a force of a 18-wheeler truck.
Directly in front of my face.
Katia was celebrating her birthday at the zoo on Saturday with her sister. The two spent about 20 minutes observing the gorillas, even taking some video of their own minutes before Denny charged.
Seems like Denny the gorilla hates being caught on video.
I was so jolted, I fell back a few feet, and then when I looked up to see what had happened, I just saw the gorilla staring directly at me, like making eye contact with me.
Okay, that's frightening.
And then this giant crack. And I mean, this crack propagated probably 6 feet. It was pretty big.
The inside pane of glass that keeps the gorillas in broke.
The impact broke the first layer of a three-layered glass panel. No one was injured, but the force scared Katia and her sister.
There was definitely a moment where I was like, did I, like, look at you weird, or did I do something to provoke this somehow?
Staring at your phone.
It's unclear what led the 10-year-old gorilla to react in this way.
Staring at her phone.
But one thing is very clear from now anyway. Katia will never forget this birthday.
Honestly, my sister and I have both been super shaken up, so I might be taking a break from the gorilla exhibit.
Amazing.
Hi, K-Rock, who's this?
21 caller, 21st.
You are the 21st caller, yes, who is this?
Yeah! Woo!
What's your name?
Dave.
Dave, congratulations. You got tickets to our Private 21 Pilot Show.
October 22nd is my birthday.
Fantastic. And happy birthday.
And I'm taking my daughter with me. That's going to be her first concert. So thank you so much.
Just when you think everything sucks and the world is falling down. It's time for Kevin's great news.
This is, I admit, 99% negative with a 1% great news at the very end. It was cars and copters in Huntington Beach when a helicopter went down.
Five people hospitalized after this helicopter suddenly drops from the sky, leaving beachgoers in disbelief.
The helicopter spiraled out of control and it crashed into a parking lot near the beach.
Yeah, five people, including three on the ground, had to be taken to the hospital.
When the helicopter crashed, it was just feet from the hotel, busy PCH, and a beach packed with eyewitnesses enjoying the air show. A joyful event.
Oh my God, oh my God!
Turns to chaos.
Run, 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 run.
Spectators scramble for safety while watching the helicopter spin out of control.
Just frightening.
Aviation photographer Roy Rausch was shooting the helicopters as they arrived one by one for the annual Cars and Copters at Huntington Beach.
They do fancy little flybys there, and then they come around and land one by one. Just on a flyby in front of the 12th floor of the hotel behind me.
But as it approached the parking area around 2 p.m.,
Oh, my God.
Witnesses saw the rotor fly off the tail and the aircraft crash. Wedged between palm trees and the bridge walkway that goes to the Hyatt Hotel across PCH. Officials confirmed five people, two people on board and three others on the ground, were rushed to the hospital with injuries. Video shows a child being pulled from under the wreckage.
All right, so the guy that went and rescued the kid, that was unbelievable because he's the same guy that's yelling,
run, run, run.
And it's, I don't think his kid, because he would have been looking for his kid first. He saw that there was a kid trapped and he ran toward the helicopter, which I expected to explode at any second. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but I felt like that was going to explode. That guy ran to the helicopter, pulled the kid from underneath the helicopter, and the kid was taken to the hospital.
Video shows a child being pulled from under the wreckage.
And that is great news.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reiters. What's up with Florida?
This is a great story. Florida man stole $7,000 in scratch-off lottery tickets. Justin Farley is his name, 43 years old. He pulled into a St. Petersburg Circle K and opened multiple cabinets and took scratch-off lottery tickets. He had five packages of them. Roughly 40 minutes later, he arrived at an area 7-Eleven. So he stole them from Circle K. Now he's at 7-Eleven trying to redeem the $7,000 worth of scratch-offs. After an unsuccessful attempt, the bumbling thief returned to the Circle K that he robbed and tried to cash in on the seven ticket books that he stole from the store. They said no, he left. He couldn't think of anything else to do, so he returned to the Circle K minutes later for the third time. Got nothing. Disparaged, he drove back to the 7-Eleven, which is the first place he went. Black mask, yellow shirt, black Nikes, and pointed a replica Glock at the clerk. He successfully made off with $120 and a pack of Newport cigarettes. He now faces one count of interference with commerce by threat or violence, and a federal charge under the Hobbs Act, which prohibits robbery that affects interstate or foreign commerce. But I'm guessing this idiot doesn't understand those rules.
Now, I may be an idiot, but there is one thing I am not, sir, and that, sir, is an idiot.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Travis.
Travis, you win.
You, Kevin, are you serious?
I'm totally serious, Travis.
Oh, my God, I've been calling, like, all week.
Yeah, well, it paid off. You got your 21 pilot tickets. It is Kevin Reiter in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Right now, filling in for Megan Holiday on Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
A viral TikTok clip showing a 10-year-old girl named Leah saving her younger brother Logan from choking during a trampoline session. Logan started choking on Warhead candy. Leah sprang into action with a Heimlich maneuver, earning calls for her to, quote, get whatever she wants for Christmas. Number two, a tourist falls into the Venice Canal. This is the one in Italy. A Polish tourist became an internet sensation after she fell into a canal in Venice and blamed Google Maps for her misadventure. Social media said maybe she needs to trust technology a little bit less. And a man in Salt Lake City convinced his lunch companion was a werewolf, suddenly attacked him, and tried to drive a wooden stake through his heart. The victim managed to escape and contact police, who later apprehended the werewolf hunter with the victim's backpack and pockets full of rocks. I didn't know rocks helped with werewolves. Learn something new every day.
K-R-L-K. K-Rocks 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a new band out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Dogma Society is the name of the band. It features several vocalists and producers, including Lord Cynic, Noobs, Kato, Dirty Chino, and instrumentalist Savvy Wolfgang. This is the song See It All, comes out Wednesday. We're going to play it for you early. See It All from Dogma Society is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is See It All from Dogma Society. That is our 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. Not right this second, but soon we have a different contest for you to win tickets for 21 Pilots. I'll tell you when to call in about 10 minutes on K-Rock. We have a game for you to win your 21 Pilots tickets. By the way, that show is a week from Wednesday. We're going to do just a second, but we're going to play it backwards like we did on Friday. So you're going to have to identify a 21 Pilots song backwards. Call 800-520-1067 and tell me that you want to play the game, and that's how I'll know that you are ready to go. 800-520-1067. We're going to play just a second for tickets for 21 Pilots. And what is your name?
Carla.
All right, Carla, I'm going to play this clip for you. It's just a second, but also it's backwards. So I think it's ungettable, but you guys have surprised me all last week. So here's your clue. I can only play it once for each caller, okay?
Okay.
Here it is.
The Contract?
I am sorry, that's incorrect. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there, who's this?
Shailena.
All right, are you ready for your backwards clip?
Yep.
All right, here you go.
Yep. Legend?
That is incorrect, I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
What's up?
Hey there, what's your name?
Just a second.
What's your name?
Chris.
All right, Chris, you ready?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Is it Car Radio?
It is not Car Radio. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello. Hello? Somebody was here a minute ago. Hi. Are you ready to play the game?
Yes.
All right. Here you go. I'm going to play it once, and then you tell me what song it is.
Oh no. I'm gonna say, oh, I can't guess this. Is it Petita?
I'm sorry?
Petita?
It is Petita. It is Pet Cheetah. How did you get that?
No way.
That seemed impossible.
No way.
Yeah. Here it is, turned around forward for those of you that were trying the game. I move slow. I want to stop time. You got tickets. The show is a week from Wednesday, and it's a private show with 21 Pilots. Tell me your name again.
Oh, my gosh. My name is Brianna.
Brianna, you are an impressive human being.
Oh, that's one of my favorite songs.
Excellent. Well, enjoy the show. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
It's Evelyn.
Evelyn, you are caller 21.
No way.
Yep.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. You got the tickets for the 21 Pilot Show a week from Wednesday.
Oh, my God. You're lying.
I am not lying.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. Just enjoy yourself at the show.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the it's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
Sorry, I started talking, but my mic wasn't on. Florida man is facing charges after allegedly punching his father in the face during an argument that began when the father asked a prostitute his son brought home to leave. Officers responded to a family home where the victim told police that his son, I think it's Joan Riviero, 32 years old, had spent the day drinking alcohol with a prostitute. The father finally said, hey, dude, how about if she went home? So she left. Records show he got very mad, started shouting verbal threats at his dad, and ended up punching him in the mouth. When police showed up, they found the victim's lip injury and described him as visibly shaken. statements from the victim's wife and daughter, who were all there with the prostitute and the guys drinking. They backed up his account, corroborated his account. When questioned, the guy seemed intoxicated and repeatedly interrupted officers. This might be a good time for Chef from South Park to take over.
Sometimes a man needs to be with a woman, but sometimes when the loving is over, the woman just wants to talk and talk and talk and talk. But a prostitute is someone who would love you no matter who you are, what you look like. Yes, it's true, children. That's not why you pay a prostitute. No, you don't pay for her to stay. You pay her to leave afterwards. That's why I praise the Lord for prostitutes. Prostitutes, prostitutes, they all.
In slow motion, this cell phone video captured by a witness shows a 10-year-old gorilla named Denny at the San Diego Zoo charging the glass.
That was wild. We've got details coming up on K-Rock in Animal News. I don't know if you saw the gorilla charge the woman at San Diego Zoo.
In slow motion, this cell phone video captured by a witness shows a 10-year-old gorilla named Denny at the San Diego Zoo charging the glass.
Denny, the gorilla? Looked pissed.
The impact startling people who saw it happen, but no one was more shocked than Katia Sutil.
We were actually looking down at our cell phones.
Hey, maybe Denny the gorilla is tired of people looking at their cell phones.
So we didn't notice that he had like taken a running start, jumped, and then launched into the glass, and he hit it with like his elbow or his forearm, like right into the glass.
That gorilla brought his elbow up and hit that glass with a force of a 18-wheeler truck.
Directly in front of my face.
Katia was celebrating her birthday at the zoo on Saturday with her sister. The two spent about 20 minutes observing the gorillas, even taking some video of their own minutes before Denny charged.
Seems like Denny the gorilla hates being caught on video.
I was so jolted, I fell back a few feet, and then when I looked up to see what had happened, I just saw the gorilla staring directly at me, like making eye contact with me.
Okay, that's frightening.
And then this giant crack. And I mean, this crack propagated probably 6 feet. It was pretty big.
The inside pane of glass that keeps the gorillas in broke.
The impact broke the first layer of a three-layered glass panel. No one was injured, but the force scared Katia and her sister.
There was definitely a moment where I was like, did I look at you weird, or did I do something to provoke this somehow?
Stared at your phone.
It's unclear what led the 10-year-old gorilla to react in this way.
Staring at her phone.
But one thing is very clear from now anyway. Katia will never forget this birthday.
Honestly, my sister and I have both been super shaken up, so I might be taking a break from the gorilla exhibit.
You're lucky. Your birthday almost ended like this.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!